We're in Siman Shin Chav Tes. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be completing the Siman. Siv Gimel Misha Nafalov Mapolis. A building collapsed on someone. Savik Chai, Savik Mei, Savik Sham, Savik Enesham. I don't even know if the person's there. Even if he's there, I don't know if he's still alive. Mefakhim Olav Afal Pishesh Po Kamasfakis. The halacha is, what you have to do is start taking off the rubble. You never know, maybe there's a person there and he could still be alive. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah here brings up two chidushim. Number one, that the case of someone who is a baba machteris, someone is digging in under your home to try to steal. So midaraisa, he's really a bar mavis. You're allowed to kill him because he's a baba machteris. There's a chazaka that a person would not just sit by and let him steal. The person is going to go fight with him and he will kill. So it's considered that he came aliske nefashis. What happens if, as this baba machteris was digging in, the ceiling collapsed on him? And you have a shaila pikuach nefesh and it's Shabbos. The halacha is you don't break Shabbos. Since he's chayav misa, we don't break Shabbos. Whereas a baal aveira litei oven, the halacha is that you break Shabbos to save him. Only lahachis you wouldn't. Siv dalet. Afilu matzu merutzitz. Even in a case where he got badly hurt, and you know it's just a matter of time, he's not going to live very long. The halachi is mefakhim. You nevertheless have to break Shabbos to save him. Ubotkim ad chotmo. And what you do is you check till his nose. Imlo hirgishu bechotem chiyuz oz vaday meis. If there's absolutely no air going into his nostrils, then we say he's vaday meis and he's mukta. Regardless of which side you're coming from, there was a daya that what you do is once you reach the heart, you just see if there's any movement there. Kamash malon, that what counts is the breathing and not the heart. Sifhei motzel yonim mesim, a building collapsed and the people that you found are not alive. Lo yomer kfar mesu tachtonim. You can't say to yourself, well, if the ones on top are not alive, then certainly the ones on the bottom, because everything collapsed on them. You do not say, since the top ones are not alive, the bottom ones are definitely not alive too. If non-Jews are attacking a Jewish city, if all they want is money, we don't break Shabbos. If they want blood, they want to kill, or they don't say what they're coming for. Yotzim aleihem. You are allowed to go and fight them and you break Shabbos. So the halacha is that unless you know for a fact that all they want is money, and if you give them the money, they'll leave everyone alone, the halacha is that you go and defend. People that live cities on the border, even if what they're coming for is because they want straw, but it'll make it easier for them to go and conquer the whole land. So even if they just came for money, the halacha is you break Shabbos. Hagav afil lo bo adayin l'rotzim lavo. Even though they haven't come yet, they just want to come. Siv Zayin. Yesh mi sha'omer. Shebizman hazeh afilu bo aliske momin mechalim. Shem lo yanichenu yisrael lishlov lavoz memono. Yahargenu veviske nefashis. Some say that bizman hazeh it's iske nefashis because all you need is one person to stand up against them and they'll kill him. Umikomok makolafia inyan. Further, so the Ramah says hakolafia inyan, you have to really figure out if they would kill somebody. Sivches harois sfina sheeshba yisrol hamaturefes bayom. If you see a boat that is on the sea and it looks like it may be sinking, the chenor shotef. The same thing going, you have the tide coming, you have a river that's overflowing and people can drown. V'chein yochid ha-nirdof, or there's a Jew that's being pursued by somebody. Mipnei anas, someone is running after him. Mitzvah al-kol adam achalim aleihem Shabbos kedei la-tzilam. It is a mitzvah for anyone to machal Shabbos to save them. Says the Ramah, v'ayin li'el, mishirotzen lon so imachalim aleihem Shabbos, if they want to force someone to do an avera that you can't break Shabbos to save him. Anyone that goes can come back. This we'll have to see in a later halacha. There's a shaila of whether or not you can come back and break daraisis or only drabanans. This is a special din drabanan that they're afraid if they won't be able to come back, they'll get stuck there over Shabbos. They won't come in the first place, and that could be a shaila of nefashis. Now, there are a few chidushim we find here in the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that we break Shabbos even to save someone. Malacha does not have das, cheresh shot of a katan. A gosis, someone is literally in his last minutes. The halacha is that although you're not supposed to touch him, you're allowed to save him if something is, if there's a chash that he's going to get burnt or whatever. An interesting machlokas, the Prima Gadim said that you break Shabbos for someone who's chayav misas bezin, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we are all familiar with the phrase in the Gemara about being mechal Shabbos achas in order that he keep many Shabboses, we don't paskin like that Gemara. The halacha is the reason you break Shabbos is v'chay b'hem. Even if it's somebody that would not be keeping Shabbos, the halacha is that you break Shabbos for him in order that he live, and the same goes for any halacha.